This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and this is Fully Charged Recharged. It's the part before you get to hear the show where we're all a little bit mentally drained and deranged.
So I feel great.
Fiona was on stage in the Olympia last night.
I was. It was great.
How do you prep yourself to face that?
Do you know what? When I was just about to go on, I was like, I fucking should have thought about this more. I feel like I brained it a bit when I was up there because I was like just assuming that I do a bit of crowd work, but it's hard to kind of hear people on the Olympia. I think there's like a bit of a, do you know, like they're reporting outside the doll and I'm back in studio waiting for like the noise to come in.
Yeah, it's a room where it's too big to kind of be able to talk to people or for them to hear you.
Talk to people in the Abe Lincoln seat.
Talk to Joe. Oh yeah, that was all Rachel's family though, and I don't know how to look directly at them because they're so wealthy. Yeah. They could like get me killed and my body never be found.
Oh, 100%.
That's what rich people do.
I think that happened to the last person who sat there.
Yeah. Do you ever get nervous anymore?
No, I do. I get really nervous. But that is just, I think after doing my own tour and it all completely being on me, which I would be like dead about for weeks in advance, like so anxious, couldn't speak, couldn't look at anyone. Then I was like, okay, it's someone else's name on the line here tonight. Like I can just kind of relax and have the crack for 20 minutes.
So why do you do it?
I ask myself that all the time, honestly.
Really?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Now that I've got this job, I'm like, well, I quit.
No, but you're very good at it, though.
Yeah, you're very talented.
But like, if it makes you feel that anxious, even now, like, even though you've done it for years.
No, it gets a bit easier and there are perks and it's fun. And when it's good, it's good. And, you know.
What? Is there a big adrenaline rush?
If it's good, yeah.
If it's bad, you kind of...
I had a dream that I was a comedian the other night.
Did you? How did that go?
It went really well.
Really?
And I woke up and I was like, that's not happening.
You're like, should I do it?
No, no,
if you guys ever want to try it, like, try comedy on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah, Emma, you can do your accents.
Please.
God, you're in for, I was going to say a treat, you're in for hell.
As
you continue
so good
to listen to this morning. All right, enjoy your weekend and enjoy the show.
Good luck.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning to you. It's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Okay, I get it. No one likes my haircut. Fine.
Oh my God,
fine.
I didn't even notice.
Fine.
Dave, it's because you're wearing such a bright, vibrant hoodie. I did not notice the haircut.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Dave. I actually
can you imagine if Fiona got her hair done the second I came in yesterday, I said it.
Oh, I got a complete makeover. I look like a different woman.
You got a haircut. You cut off like half an inch, and I was like, Emma, your hair, I love it. And I get mine cut. I spend the guts of 40 quid on the thing, all to come in for my two best friends not even to notice, to say nothing.
Wait, let's see it again. Take off your headphones for a sec.
Oh my God.
It's too late.
That's a significant fade.
That is gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
I think why it is, I probably didn't notice it, because you don't have it styled.
There was a new barber in my barbers at the yesterday, and he's only over for like a couple of days. He's from London, right? And he was just like filling in. He was just doing a bit of...
My
barber is there, but like there was another guy just in the other room. Okay. And he came out and my barber was like, he's really cool now. He does a load of the like really cool people, like alternative haircuts.
He's
right?
Cool.
He's very cool,
he's cool,
right? He's young, he's cool, he's from London, right?
Oh,
big job
in London.
Big job over in London, right? But he said, he's very cool. He does like the cool haircuts. Like he wouldn't do any fades or anything. And I'm just sitting there mid fade. Thanks, Connor.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Friday morning, you're on spin. What's the story?
Oh, welcome to the weekend.
Yeah. Good morning. Big night for me last night, guys. Not to brag or anything. I was treading the boards at the Olympia stage.
You're on stage at the Olympia.
Three at Trimpia Theatre. Thank you so much.
Well
done. My God, perfect claps in unison. It would have been great to get some of those last night rather than just awkward stares from a crowd. I was doing support for Rachel Galvo.
Oh, very cool. Popular. I really like her.
Yes, she's fab. She was so, so great. She's like, because she got a present of like a framed picture of like the tour that she's done.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was just like, these dates are insane. She did like 4 academies. She did a sugar club. She did 4 ambassadors, sorry. 1
oh,
academy.
Oh, yeah. I remember and the then, ambassador ones.
And then she sold out the Olympia as well.
That's
like,
crazy.
The girls are mad for it. And there was even like 1 or 2 boys in there as well. but it was, yeah.
So you were supporting her last night?
Yeah. I was doing support. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how long did you have to do?
20 minutes. And then I brought her on. And then she did 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I was like, girl, that is a lot of Catholic school material.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah.
We were all lapping it up. I will say, I snuck out in the second half to get a Abracababra grilled cheese chips because we talked about them yesterday on the pod and I was like, I need them.
And did you have like a AAA pass so you could get backstage?
I just knocked on the stage door at the Olympia. I was like, will you guys let me back in? They were like, ah, yeah.
Okay, here's a tip. If
not
you
as
want
glamorous.
To get backstage at the Olympia, you just go.
Just be like, I'm just off for garlic cheese chips. she came off stage, Rachel did, and she was like, oh my God, I completely messed up that thing with that guy, Paul. And I was like, girl, I didn't even notice because I was obviously out eating garlic cheese chips. She was so fab. But I was thinking, the last time that I was performing at the Olympia, humble brag, a few years ago. So obviously this time we got a new Pope, big world event. The last time that I performed there, the Queen died.
Stop.
Sorry,
I remember that
sorry,
day.
Callum. Too soon. I know. Apologies for bringing it up. So I'm like, what's going to be next?
Oh,
I'm not currently booked there. Always available, just if anyone.
Always hoping,
MCD
always available.
Is listening, always manifesting. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe Jedward announced as new host of the Late Late Show.
Yeah, maybe.
Potentially. Enya sells her castle in Dalkey and moves into an apartment above the Crumlin Shopping Centre.
Huge world news that would be,
Yes, huge world. The government reveals they were only messing about the housing crisis.
They have loads.
They've always loads of gaps and they're 40 quid each. They were only messing. A Pope from Detroit is announced.
Oh, yeah.
Adding a new controversial pizza
and a
style,
new style of
for
pizza.
Italy that's all I've got.
Nice one. Perfect.
But yeah, great show. Rachel Galvo's fab. I feel like I'm like Sheen, her. Like,
did you do that joke yesterday?
I actually didn't because I just didn't know what
Fiona,
they told
you're
me.
You're not Sheen anyone.
A little bit.
No, she's wish.com.
Slightly less bougie, maybe slightly less posh school.
Oh, sorry, AliExpress then.
Instead of like my mom like being backstage with me like combing my hair and like tucking in my corset, she's like across the road in the pub like coming late to the gig. So yeah, very much what you ordered versus what you got. But
very
yeah,
cool.
Great gig. Great
fantastic.
Gig.
Well thank done, gal.
Fair
don't
play.
Put yourself down like that.
Oh, hey.
Listen, Mimi Webb's going to be on the show with us. She's going to be zooming in after 9 o'clock this morning. New single out with Meghan Trainor. So looking forward to catching up with her after 9 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, the weekend. This is Cry For Me on Spin.
Recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. I read something today that kind of annoyed me. It was about planks and planking. And then not like the old school way of, you know what I mean? You remember that weird trend where people would literally
walk
lie?
The plank?
No, not from the 1400s, Fiona.
You said old.
Yeah, I meant from 2012. Like. Okay. 2008 maybe. Yeah, remember that old trend of walking the plank?
The pirates loved it.
No, not that. I was actually talking about the one where you just literally lie down with your arms side to side and you just lie on a random, you know, place in public or something.
Oh, yeah.
It's called planking.
Yeah.
And it was this weird trend. Mm. But no, it's not about that planking. It's about the core exercise where you hold your body in a straight line from head to heels, supported by your forearms and your toes as well.
God, it's the worst of all.
It's a very, very tough
that
exercise.
And burpees.
I was going to say burpees.
Burpees are awful.
Yeah. For those of you who do know what it is, you know that feeling when you're doing a plank. It's really, really tough. And you know when you've been holding it for like 3 hours and then you check your phone, it's like, hey, four seconds. Well done. And you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I've been doing this since like the morning. So yeah, no crack at all. But planks are apparently very, very good for you. That's what my mom always said. She always used to go, don't be joining the gym. You don't need to join a gym. Just do a plank. Yeah. And so I did do a plank every single day and night, twice a day, for 4 minutes apiece.
Right?
I used to do a plank. And I used to be in bits, but I was used to be like, I'm getting ripped. It's all good.
Oh my goodness.
Still waiting, by the way, to get ripped. Still waiting to get ripped. But yeah, they are apparently...
It's funny the things our moms tell us. My mom used to say to me as well, that I'd be great, like do a few sit-ups and everything would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I, very young...
You don't need a gym. It's a waste of money.
Used to go into her bedroom at night and lie on the floor and do my sit-ups.
Stop.
And now, like, I still am probably the strongest out of all those core exercises.
Really?
At sit-ups, but yeah. I'm not ripped.
I remember we did do a sit-up exercise and you absolutely smashed me. You were so good.
But like you, probably with the plank, it's probably from doing that when you were younger.
Yeah, probably.
I was like flat out doing it in a room every night being like, I'm going to be ripped.
That's
never happened.
Crazy.
Because when we had to do that little video for FlyFit and you were like, I'll do sit-ups for this, will I? And you were...
Yeah, not a bother on you. Yeah,
but
not a
again,
bother.
I was like, whoa, okay.
But this planking thing, obviously everyone from people who do yoga to soldiers in the army absolutely swear by them. What's the world record, you ask, for a plank? 9 hours and 38 minutes.
What?
Yeah, set by some guy from he's Czech, so he's from Czech Republic.
He did all that and now he's just some guy.
He's just some guy from Czech Republic.
Don't achieve your dreams.
But like,
guys,
that's a crazy, that's like a flight. Do you know what I mean? Like a 9 hour flight.
Hours, that's more than the average work day.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it couldn't be.
But don't worry, apparently that is incredibly pointless, which I just found out now. I used to do them 4 minutes apiece. Experts have said if you're aged between 20 to 39, that a 45 second to 60 second plank is grand. If you're 40 to 59, a 30 or 45 second plank is grand. And if you're age 60 or and over, a 15 to 30 second plank is absolutely fine.
Okay.
So there you go. So next time your arms are shaking.
That sounds so doable, but hell, 10 seconds
absolute
for me
hell.
Is... Can I try and see if I can even do 10 seconds?
Please do it.
All right.
Yes. 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Fiona, do you want to do it as well?
No. No, I will.
Okay, go on, off you pop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Very good.
6, 7.
Posture good.
8, 9, 10.
How do we feel? Could you go for longer?
I can't really breathe.
Well, it's funny that you say that because next time your arms are shaking, just remember you're not trying to beat a world record. You're just trying not to.
I could have still kept going, but I just thought it was boring.
You're just basically trying
to. I do Pilates.
Dave, I think, we're about to play Dochi Anxiety. That time's out just over 3 minutes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Can we put this to the test and see if you can still do your 4 minutes?
For the whole of... See, I haven't done that plank in a while, so I think
I'll go on.
Ah, Dave.
No.
I'm sitting there with this cup of tea.
Ah, but it's a Friday. You know?
Ah, but you're in really...
You want to be ripped for the weekend.
Am I not already ripped?
Eat your planks. I don't know, I can't see. Beautiful hoodie.
Right, okay. So I've
get down
a plank
there now.
Until Dochi Anxiety.
Until the end of this song. And we'll update you on our Instagram at official spin 1038, right? Dave is down. Okay, perfect. Oh, now he's stripping. Oh,
hey, Sean. Wow.
Oh, my God. Look
he's
at those
ready.
Look at those big arms, those big
not a bother on him.
He's down. Ass a bit further down.
Lower
there,
that tushy now.
There we go. You're on spin. Updates to come.
Anxiety.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Dochi and Anxiety on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. So we discovered this morning, Dave just brought us the news that apparently for our age group, a 45 second plank is absolutely grand and plenty. Dave told us when he was a kid he used to do 4 minute planks. We put that to the test this morning. He's quivering. He has, I can promise you, up you get, been planking since the beginning of Dochi. While Fiona has been putting stuff on his back, including
I feel like Buckaroo.
A breakfast
a
bar wrapper, a lip balm, a set of keys,
and
a
his hood.
Oh, that's why it was so difficult.
Yes, oh no.
Yeah,
exactly.
If I had nothing on me, it would have been absolutely fine.
You're trying to add on.
Apart
add
from
on.
An ever so slightly flushed cheeks.
Oh,
your
yeah.
Brand.
Yeah, no.
And a bit of a quiver.
Lads, try that now. While listening to Dochi Anxiety, it's honestly hell.
Okay, I'll definitely
think
about it.
If it was a different song, it'd be fine.
Do you not like
the parting glass?
Lads, I actually feel like the six pack is coming along.
Really?
I am ripped.
Well done. No, you are. That's
Thank
all
you.
It takes now.
God, I'm brilliant, am I?
Your mother was right. But there is a sheen on the old forehead now.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
Healthy.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
You're laughing. You've done your exercise now for the whole weekend.
Yeah, 100%. I'm so healthy.
It's not even 7:30. You're done.
That's dead.
Brilliant. Go get a chip or celebrate. It's almost 7:30. Emily, what's the crack?
Good morning. Starting off on the M50, it's busy.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Rave Lene and Love Me Not. You're on spin. All right, it's coming up on 20 to 8. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
Did you aware that we are doing very well here in Ireland when it comes to our very sexy accents? The Big Seven Travel Company, they've compiled a list of the 50 sexiest accents from across the world. As I said, we're in third.
That's very good.
Really good. South African was second. I love the South African accent. And New Zealand topped the list as well, which
very
is really nice.
Similar accents, South African.
I think so too, yeah. But then we're quite different.
Yeah.
Third on that.
I don't know. It's interesting that people really like our accent because I feel like we've so many of them.
That's what I was going to say. Irish.
Which one? Yeah.
Is it the Cork one? Is it the Dublin one?
They're very different.
Definitely not the Cork one.
It's not going to be that girl. Okay.
Well, Fiona, obviously you're only here a couple of weeks now, and I don't know if you realise, but I'm actually the best at doing accents on the show.
I've heard tell her that in the office. They're always,
They're always talking about Emma's great at the
airline. About Emma's accents.
I'm really, really good at doing accents. Aren't I, Dave?
Do you know what? You're fantastic at whatever accent, the one that where you go, how dare you? Whatever that one is, you're brilliant at that one.
It's fair to say.
How dare you?
It's very frustrating. Dave does some fantastic accents. He's a great Trump impression. He's got loads of really good impressions up his sleeve. And when you work in radio, it would be so fun if my tongue would do what it's told when it comes to accents, and it just doesn't. I've made a holy show of myself on the show several times. I always just end up sounding German and offending German people. I'm sorry.
That's unfortunate.
So with that in mind, I think what I'm going to do, because I'm so good at accents this morning, guys, is I'm going to say the phrase, spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona in different accents. So you have to tell me which accent you think it is.
Okay, oh my God, I love it. These are all on the list of...
These are all on the list.
Okay,
yeah, they're all in different spots. Okay?
So make it sexy.
Sure. Fiona, one thing at a time, girl. Okay. Can I put on my sunglasses?
Okay, put on your sunglasses. Why would your sunglasses help?
I just want to forget where I am, what I'm doing.
Of course, you want your soul to leave your body.
I want my soul to leave. Okay, so this accent, what do you think it is?
Okay.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's Australian. Is it Australian?
No, wait. I think that was like Liverpool.
Oh, is it like a specific place? Okay, go on, go again.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Fiona.
Fiona's gone.
It's English somewhere. But see, the reason I thought it was Australian is because it sounded English. That's why I was like, I guarantee
it. Okay, so that's the way that you have to think with Emma.
I think it must be London.
Right. Fiona?
London?
Yeah.
I'm going Liverpool.
It was Welsh.
Oh, now I hear that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Welsh is very hard, to be fair.
Thanks, Fiona. Okay, what accent is this?
Oh, God.
I'm really turning to this character.
Drop in, girl.
Spins fully charged. With Emma. Okay, one second. Spins fully charged.
That's just your accent.
I know.
Irish?
Callum, will you do this one?
I'm not going to do it, but I'm just going to tell you what this one is.
Try once more. Full send, come on. You're doing amazing.
Okay. Spins fully charged. I can't do it. It's New York. I'm sorry. That was 44. I couldn't get into it.
Okay.
Spins fully charged.
That's it.
Yeah. With Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Okay, try number 18 there.
That was great.
Number 18.
Okay.
What was the...
No, I think I'm going to try number 3 on the list because I think I have that one pretty good. Spins... Guys, I actually can't believe how bad I am at this.
We won't look.
Okay. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I can kind of get something there. Spins fully charged.
Charged.
Now I think that's Liverpool again.
Yeah, I'd say that's Liverpool. That's Liverpool.
Yes!
Oh,
well, I can take the sunglasses off.
Okay, give us one more there.
Okay.
One more.
What was that 18 one?
The 18 one?
Yeah, number 18.
Okay.
What's going on?
I just keep thinking I'm going to say it my own voice. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
That's Mary Poppins.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fiona.
That's just Liverpool that's before Fiona. Your voice breaks.
Is it Australian?
No, I'm trying to be my boyfriend's. That's Yorkshire.
Oh, Yorkshire.
Fiona. Yorkshire.
Fiona. Yorkshire's born, no.
Fiona. Okay, right. If you actually can distinguish what accent this is, you listening, you will win some cinema passes, okay? I don't know. I'll send you money because it's going to be so difficult because I'm so bad at this.
Okay, go on. We'll send.
I actually can't believe how badly I'm panicking on this because I know how terrible it is. Okay.
Why is that helping?
I'm just trying to get into the zone. Spins. Spins. Spins fully. I can't. Okay, Dave, will you do this for the people listening, right?
What is it? Which one?
For this. For the
spins are fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
See, easy as that.
Yes.
Now you try.
Spins are fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Exactly.
Better.
There you go. 087-711-1038. What on earth was that last 5 minutes about? Firstly,
I
resign. Like.
I loved
this was
every
a terrible
minute.
Idea.
It was so good.
I feel so much closer to you.
I've never got stage fright like that before.
Emma, you killed.
I didn't. I have to just apologise for the last few minutes of radio. I'm so sorry. I am just so sorry about all of this.
We're loving it.
That was one of the best things that's ever happened to
it's
me.
It's great.
Basically, there's a company called the Big Seven Travel Company, and they've compiled a list of the sexiest accents in the world. Ireland came third. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that I am absolutely atrocious when it comes to accents or taking people off, any kind of impersonation. I just can't do it. It's so frustrating. But I said, you know what? Let's lean in. And I said, I'm going to say this phrase, spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona in loads of different accents, and Dave and Fiona would guess what they were, and then we asked you to do one now. To say it was car crash radio is an understatement. I kind of just had complete and utter tongue freeze.
Tongue freeze.
Everything just stopped working.
In the biz.
I got into utter panic. I'm quite sweaty and I'm never doing this again, I swear.
But we put it out for you to guess a certain accent that Emma had to do, and it was a spins are fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Whereas I, in my head, was like spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Go on, do your...
Spins are fully charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Beautiful.
Oh my God, perfect.
Why doesn't it work? Peter, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
Well, I have to just apologise for what happened on the show in the last little while. I don't know what happened to me. I'm sweating here. I thought it was going to be...
It's entertaining and we're being stuck in traffic. Don't worry.
Aww, thank you. Even when I'm absolutely having like a slight panic on the air. Yeah, anyway. Okay, so you heard the phrase... Spins are fully charged.
Yeah.
With Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Yeah. What matter? Okay, that was like eight different accents.
Yeah. That's Dublin
Peter,
nine.
I can only swear to you that this will never happen again on the show. But I do, you know, we're people of our word here, and we want you to win some cinema passes. What was the accent?
Italian.
My God, I am brilliant.
To be honest, it was Dave that gave it away.
Oh, no, not at all. Don't say that now. That was all Emma.
Thanks.
He's just her coach.
Ciao, Peter.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Okay, wow. All right, well, that was fun.
Oh, I really enjoyed that.
And you know what?
During that, producer Callum said you sounded like Dame Stuffy. Could you do your best Dame Stuffy impression for us? Just before we end things. John, do you want a bit of coaching?
And girls.
That was all right,
that was,
you know.
Good.
Hey guys, we all know I can do a good Marge Simpson. That's
yes.
The only thing I can do in the show.
Go
no,
on.
That was.
Hey, homie. Here's Benson Boone. It's called Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else. It's Emma Jane and Fiona.
Nightmares.
Okay. For someone else, but it's good.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Welcome to the weekend.
Hey, thank God for
that's
that.
The story. I went to the Two Sisters pub quiz last night.
I love the Two Sisters pub quiz.
Yeah, it's
I haven't
really,
done
really
that
fun.
In years.
You know what? It was my first time doing that pub quiz. It's really good.
Great beer garden out there.
Oh, it's class. They really did it up over COVID, didn't they? It looks really, really good. So it was me and the two girls and two of the lads, and I think I contributed and got three.
Oh, nice one.
Wow.
I was chuffed with myself.
What were
in
they?
In particular, the one that stands out, and I surprised myself with this one, was the very quick intro of the Strokes song last night.
Oh, ooh, great tune.
Like, literally, I was like, I know it. I know it. Last night. But I also got so excited, I think I told everyone else in the pub.
Yeah, no.
It's the Strokes. Last night.
I remember, Emma, we used to do a pub quiz, like, when this show first started, and Emma was one of those people to be like, oh, I know it. It's this. And you're like, shh, now, Emma, now everyone knows.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone knows now.
Dwayne's granny does that at pub quizzes in Donegal. She used
your
to, like,
fiance's
yeah,
granny.
Yeah, yeah. She, sorry, yeah. She used to kind of run them, and she'd always be opening up, you know, in the back of a diary when there's like a little map.
Yes.
And she, like, say if it was like a world geography question, she'd open up her little diary and like whisper it to everyone.
Yeah.
Or else she'd text Dwayne, ask the question, and then tell everyone in the pub. It's just a nice community up there. Also, if you ever win the pub quiz, it's like understood that you do not accept the prize. You like throw
Stop.
It back in. It's been the same box of biscuits since like 1992.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh God,
yeah.
Though the prizes last night, people were ready to go. There was a bottle of this and a bottle of that, and people were out the door going, yay!
That's no fun in back in. Now. We're not a community spirit.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
He's playing Ivy Gardens on the 17th of July. Will we all just go and stand outside?
Oh yeah.
I think I will. Why did we not get tickets? We're so silly.
Silly billies.
Alex Warren and Ordinary on Spin. And just to say, after 9 o'clock, Mimi Webb is going to join us on the show. Can't wait to catch up with her.
But first, we must get to the best part of the show. Over the last couple of weeks, I have been ranking some of my favourite, very niche things. I've ranked things like my favourite Phineas and Ferb songs and my favourite transition sounds between scenes in Hannah Montana. This week, I welcome you to Dave Ranks iPhone noises.
Bad day to be an Android user.
Bad day. Bad day to be an Android user. I am sorry. I just don't have one of them and never will. Here we go in fifth place. If you are an iPhone user, you will recognise, hopefully, if not all of these, but most of these noises. The first one is a very specific one.
Mm-hmm.
It's in fifth place, okay? This is my fifth favourite iPhone noise that it makes, and it is when the battery is dying while you are on the phone.
Okay.
It's very specific, it's very niche, and it sounds like this.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Love.
That's a really nice one, but it does send you into a bit of a panic.
A bit anxiety-inducing.
Yes, yeah, as in, oh my God, where's my charger? We're going to have to hang up, but yeah. I like
it. Oh, yeah. And it's also something you hear a lot if you have AirPods and stuff like that connected to your phone. If they're about to die and stuff, you will hear.
I kind of love it because I hate a phone call. So if I have a reason to end the call, I'm like, oh, low battery.
Did you hear that?
Gotta go.
Sorry.
Very good.
Okay,
very
good one. Nice fifth.
All right. We move on to fourth place. As we know, on iPhone, there is a little helper, and her name is Siri. Okay. And sometimes Siri hasn't a bloody clue. Hasn't a breeze. So you hear this noise quite often when she fails to understand what the hell you're talking about and just kind of gives up. In fourth place is a Siri fail.
Aww.
I like that one.
Siri can't even.
Siri cannot.
Siri.
I actually don't know that one. My Siri's so smart.
All right, on third place, we move to FaceTime, right?
Okay.
And whenever you answer a FaceTime, it does a little kind of bloop, and it's very, very nice. However, what you're really, really waiting for is to hang up on whoever you're FaceTiming, because it's a wonderful noise in third position on Dave Rank's iPhone sounds. It's the FaceTime hang up.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Wow.
Can I play that like seven more times?
Ah, isn't that lovely?
Oh.
It's like an angel. It's like a halo.
Oh, I could kill him.
I actually have goosebumps.
That was so good.
All right, we move on.
God,
to
now I'm excited
second.
For a second and first.
We move on to second position. This is a fantastic noise, but also a fantastic feeling when you hear it, because you know that you have just bought something. In second position of Dave Rank's iPhone noises, it's payment successful.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Isn't
there
that?
Yay! I don't have to stand here and top it up at the counter.
The Face ID, the Apple wallet, and you just...
When it all aligns.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, are we ready for first position?
I don't know if I can contain myself. I'm loving this.
Does anyone have any ideas what they think it is?
Oh, payment. We've had that. I actually have no clue.
All right,
the tapping?
Well, The tapping, the text was in contention to be there, to be fair. The keyboard clicks.
Yeah, I love that.
But I did not put them in. And by the way, I've been ranking these iPhone noises. They're not alarm sounds and they're not ringtones. They're specific noises that the iPhone makes that you can't really change. Mm. This one you could change if you wanted to, but I've no idea why you would want to. Mm. In first position is when you send an email.
Oh my goodness.
Go on.
Oh, I think I'm on the beach.
Isn't that lovely?
I'm such a...
Off it whooshes into the air. You don't have to worry about
it
anymore.
I'm such a... Like, really, I'm all over this. I'm such a, you know... What was the word?
A stan.
A stan of the whoosh?
More so, like, I'm so in control of my life sending emails.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I'm so conductive.
I think for the very first time in Dave Ranks, we could do a little bit of a summary. Yeah. All right?
Please. Oh, yeah.
In fifth place, we had... In fourth place, we had. In third place, we had. In second place, we had. And in first place, we had.
Oh.
And that is Dave Ranks for this week.
Dave, that was my favourite Dave Ranks ever. I absolutely loved that.
Oh. Very good.
Get a few of them.
Give me payment success
today,
again.
Nice and early.
give me payment success again.
Oh. You're on spin. Kygo, Ava Max and whatever. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Morning.
A moment to mention my legend of a granny. Her name is Phyllis and she's 91. Over a year ago now, we were planning her 90th birthday party on the show
that.
And it was so much fun. So she's doing class and I was on the phone to her just yesterday afternoon. Any plans? I was trying to make plans to meet up with her. And she said, well, I'm not around now on Tuesdays anymore. I said, all right, why? What's going on? I'm starting a yoga class.
Oh, wow. Go on, Phyllis. 91 years old.
Absolute legend. I said, tell me more about this. She said, it's a new thing. It's all about, you know, making you feel more stable on your feet and stuff as well, and all about your strength. And it's this yoga class. And she said to me, I was talking to Bernie. Bernie's our best friend. And I said, Bernie, now, are you going to come with me? She said, oh, Phyllis, I'm not sure. And she said, well, I'll tell you one thing, Bernie. If you're not coming, I'm going to go on my own. I'm going to go on my own, Bernie, if you're not around.
That's such a power move to go somewhere on your own.
Like, I love it. Absolute legend. So if you're not around now, Bernie, that's fine. But I'm going with or without you, she said. And the class was meant to start Tuesday, just gone.
Right.
So what happened? Usher, they weren't organised enough. They didn't have the chairs ready. I said, what do you mean they didn't have the chairs ready?
What kind of yoga class has chairs?
And she said, well, for our age group, Emma, you'd have to sit. She said, if I get down on one of those, you need a bulldozer to get me back. So I can't get down on one of those mats. I'd be there till the day I die. I'd be down there.
That's so cute.
So we all do it on our chairs. And they need to order the chairs and they'll be in on Friday. So we're doing the class on Tuesday. And I said, well, that is just fantastic. But yeah. I got a bit of envy from it because I thought... I'd love to do yoga on a chair.
Oh, yeah, so would I, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's like they get all the good things. Like they get to sit in the shower and all.
Yeah.
We're here getting into downward dog like chumps.
Yeah.
Absolute loonies over here. And like you said, my granny has a chair in her shower and you may be sure I use it when I'm there. I sit down and
absolutely.
You're so much closer to your feet.
This is the life.
My teeth have never gotten as much of a good scrub when I'm sitting on my granny's seat in her shower. They're class.
Your teeth?
My feet.
Oh, your feet, sorry.
I thought you said it. Oh, sorry, well, maybe.
No, I was like, gorgeous.
But I was just thinking about, you know the way people are scared of getting older and everything?
Mm. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Daytime TV all day long.
Oh, no, I don't like that, but I'm with you for getting older.
Oh, man, bring it on.
Just bring on the end. You
retire.
Know what I mean?
Wow.
Bring it on.
Love the energy you're
bringing
today.
There's this, like,
Dave.
Photography group.
You're not just wrecked. Do you know what I mean? I'm shattered. Like, I've done enough.
Do you know what I was thinking about, like, when our generation become that age group, the kind of stuff from our youth that will still be cool to us then, right?
Yeah.
Because there's stuff from, say, our grandparents' youth that we can't relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine the way, like, obviously, like a lot of older people would stereotypically be into their bingo. Wait until our day comes around, lads. Bingo Local will be this medieval version of the game.
Oh,
and those long benches will actually have backs to them to allow us to actually sit
properly. Oh, yeah.
Properly.
And there'll be no music.
The tunes will be like, oh, my God, who's that Calvin Harris? Granny loves this like Calvin Harris. It's so embarrassing. And we're all just gathering at Bingo Local on a Wednesday night in town. I can't wait.
The glow sticks will be folded into those arthritis bracelets.
Yes!
Love it.
I was also thinking, like, you know, gigs. My granny would say to me, I'd love to go and see Nathan Carter. We've gone to Nathan Carter together a few times at this point. They love their Daniel O'Donnells and, you know, certain people from their youth that they, or I know Nathan Carter's young, but that style of music.
Yeah.
I can't wait for our age group to head to our local community hall to see David Guetta at the age of 97 press the buttons on this vintage mixer. And we're all just there like, oh, this crazy shit.
Please welcome everybody to the stage. New era.
Those will be the best
memory. Old era. Old era.
I just think we're going to have it sus, lads. We won't put up with any of the, you know what I mean? Like, what we think is cool now is going to be the most entertaining thing. Like, I actually would love a greatest hits David Guetta tour and him being wheeled up onto stage, hitting the buttons. I can't wait.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I actually can't wait. And then you have that outing and you're like, that's me done for a week. Oh. Back to the couch, chilling out. Cup of tea four times a day. You know, neighbours popping in and out. If you don't fancy going out, you just make an excuse about your hip.
I love it.
That's actually a really good shout. Yeah, oh, you can't really do that these days. We can't really be like, our hip is in bits, sorry.
Yeah, no, totally, yeah. And all you need to do is say you're on, like, literally the only communication you've got is on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, bring it on, baby. This is Spin. With Emma, Dave and Fiona.
What's
good morning.
Happening?
We are absolutely buzzing because Wellfest is happening this weekend and Spin are going to be there with Flyfit all across the weekend. If you head to the Flyfit stage, you'll see Marty Guilfoyle and Jamie Maguire and the Spinnies who'll be there with loads of giveaways. I can't say I'm going myself now, to be honest with you, you know?
I wish I was. It looks like good crack and I'd like to see Marty Guilfoyle DJ while eating a protein bar and lifting weights.
The reason we're not going is because we're too fit.
Yes.
We've completed fitness. So it wouldn't be fair on the others.
I have a 10-pack. 10-pack of Coca-Cola.
We've been giving away tickets to this for the last 2 weeks. Final pair to go today. And we have Sive and Sarah on to give this a lash. What's going on? Sive, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, just getting ready for work.
Very good, Sive. I have written down your name on my sheet. I'm hoping I've got it right. S-A-D-H-B-H.
Oh,
yeah, that's it, exactly, yeah.
What have you written down?
S-A-D-B-H.
No.
I didn't know about that extra Hamesmith. H.
Emma spelled it S-Y-V-E.
I have S-A-I-B-H, so I've made a total hate for your name. Sorry,
I knew it. I got you, Sive. Me and you, you know, we're just in sync, I think
totally.
We are. And Sive, what's the plan? You're off to work. What do you do?
Primary school teacher.
Primary school. Aww. So you need the good spellings. Use it all. Get a fail.
Five.
Listen, we also have Sarah there. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and you?
Not too bad, Sarah.
What are you up to this morning, Sarah?
I'm actually going in. I'm halfway through my nursing internship, so I have to hand in all my papers today.
Oh my god, amazing!
Huge, big day.
How's it been going?
Good, actually. I've survived this far, so it's going well.
And are you scrambling today, or is everything just ready to be dropped in?
No, I'm ready to go. I'm not going to put myself under pressure.
I like it, Sarah.
Organized queen.
I would have been up all night.
Yeah.
Crying.
Right.
All right, guys, we want to get you sorted with Wellfest this morning.
Yes, Sive, Sarah, we've got 10 gym doors in front of us, right? Behind 9 of them is absolutely nothing. The gym is closed, but behind one door is a very busy gym. You need to find that very, very busy gym by just guessing numbers between 1 and 10. It's as simple as that. Sive, you're online once. You're going to go first. Off you pop.
Number 4, please.
Sarah, you're up.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Back to you, Sive.
Number 2.
Oh, not there. Sarah, over to you.
Number 6.
Number 6. Ooh.
Sive.
Number 9.
Oh. Wow.
Okay, just to be clear, 1, 3, 5, 7 and 10 are left. Sarah.
Gonna go for number 5.
Number 5.
Hang in the middle. No.
This is the longest game ever.
Oh my goodness.
Sive next, you're up.
I'll do 10.
10.
Oh yeah. That'd be kind of Callum banter, wouldn't it, on a Friday?
On a Friday?
There it is.
Know him well.
Sarah, we're really sorry, but have a fantastic day and a fantastic weekend.
Sarah, good luck. Celebrate all
Thank
the hard
much.
Work now. Enjoy. Talk
good
to you
luck.
Later.
Congrats.
Sive, congratulations. You have won with Wellfest.
Thank you very much.
Are you ready, Sco? Do you have the leggings ready? Please do a quick wash there and get the sports bra ready.
Yeah, a quick wash. I was planning on it a few weeks ago and then I just never got the tickets in the end. So yeah, it's a happy coincidence that's all worked out.
Oh my God, it was meant to be, Sive. So you've got Wellfest tickets and we're also sorting out with a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership. Congratulations. Have a wonderful time at it.
Perfect. Thanks a million.
Wear your sun cream. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you were in this situation, which I'm about to explain, would you have complained? Or would you have sat quietly and done nothing?
Oh, okay, that's always lovely. Always complain.
Really?
Always.
Okay, I need
even
to start
if you're happy.
Just
you might
just
get something for free, I don't know.
Okay, I need to start hanging around with you a bit more outside of the show where usually we don't speak to each other. So, I was famously in my world getting my hair done this week, getting it fixed, I should say, because I got it done a few weeks ago before we had a photo shoot for this show, for the launch of the show. And my usual hairdresser, she lives in London. She comes home every few months to do all her clients here. It's actually a nice setup, so I try and get in when I can. And this time, I had to get the hair done in a rush, in a, you know, under time pressure. Actually, I did know about this photo shoot a bit in advance, but I was just very last minute with it. So the day before the photo shoot, I was panicking, booked into a place I wouldn't usually go. And you're always taking a risk with that. And I was on a particular hair journey. I've like been blonde for years, but I was kind of growing it out. Do you see all that stuff on Instagram recently about blonde blindness? And it's like, embrace your natural colour.
I've never seen this.
I'd love to see what your Discover page looks
don't.
Like.
You don't.
But so yeah, I was growing out my natural hair. I was loving it. So I went into the hairdresser and I was like, I'm liking it a bit darker. I'd love just some low lights through the bottom just to even it out, because there was obviously still a lot of blonde at the bottom of the hair. And do you know when you ask the hairdresser what you want and she looks at you as if you've said, can I just take a poo in your hair washing bowl station? You're just made to feel like you've lined up her entire family she made me feel like an absolute fool. She was like, that wouldn't really work in your hair, do you know what I mean? It'd be looking all ginger and stuff. And I was like, okay, oh of course, well of course, obviously I'm an idiot, just do whatever you want to my hair. And like, you're at your most vulnerable, like she's washed your hair back, you're so aware of the shape of your head. She comes over as the most beautiful girl in the world and tells you what you're going to do. So I was really upset with the hair. It was all blonde at the top.
I was about to say, if you were looking to go darker, you were super blonde on the day of our photo shoot, which
thank you for
I didn't realize
me, Emma.
But I didn't realize that's not what you wanted.
I asked for dark hair and right. Then I see her blow drying it. She hadn't spoken to me for the entire session and then she could see how upset I was and she was like, that's gorgeous now for summer. That's gorgeous and bright. And I was like, yeah, exactly the opposite of what I asked for. Now, I know sometimes, like, I'm sure hairdressers could be listening to this and thinking, well, wires are so often crossed with clients because you come in and it's kind of not clear what you want, or you want something that's not achievable. But everyone that I spoke to after this was like, go back in there, say you're not happy, because we know how much girls' hair is. Like, it was like 250 quid.
This
was
God.
I'm not afraid to say it.
250 quid it cost you.
I was in tears handing that over. Plus tip. Obviously, you have to tip, even though you were absolutely devastated. So yeah, everyone in my life said, just go back in and complain. And you can do it nicely. You can say, look, and because obviously in the moment I didn't say anything and they were like, ring and say, look, I've had some time to think about this. I'm really not happy. It's not what I asked for. Can I come in? Can I go to a different girl so that it's not awkward? And can they just fix the hair? And I just feel, and so many people said that to me, but I feel like your hair, it takes like 3 hours to get done.
Oh, so it's horrible to have to do, yeah.
And you're sitting there and you're like, everyone in here is talking about me. Like the girl who did the hair is like, oh, that one I did last week, she's come back in and she's complained. Mm. So that was kind of what I would just be too awkward. I don't know if I'd be too awkward about the initial complaining because I feel like you can do it in a nice way.
Then but you have to go and sit and face sitting in the situation.
It.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Would you not bring a picture, no?
I know. No, Dave, I really screwed up. Like, I'm like, this is on me. You are meant to bring pictures, inspo, the works. And I told my hairdresser about this and she was like, if that ever happens again, I will tell you word for word what to say to the hairdresser to say, I want this, I want a root smudge, I want toner, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
But still, I just don't feel emboldened. What would you have done in this situation? 087 711 1038. Would you have complained or would you have said nothing? When she showed you the back of your hair, would you have been like, that's absolutely gorgeous, I love it? Or would you have been like, here, fix this?
Okay, that's a good question because I think this could be very divisive. You're either on one side of the fence or the other. Mm-hmm. Would you have complained or would you have left it off? Get in touch, send us a voice note. 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp.
We've been asking on 087-711-1038 what you would do in this situation. I got my hair done a couple of weeks ago. I feel like I was clear. I asked the hairdresser. Now, it wasn't my usual hairdresser because my usual hairdresser was away. I feel like I was clear. I asked the hairdresser what I wanted. My hair was pretty dark at the time. I said I wanted to stay dark, maybe a few low lights down the bottom where some of my old blonde was there. And the hairdresser basically said, "That's cute, but shut the hell up. I'm going to do exactly what I want." And I came out with a load of highlights at the top of my head, big, thick blonde money strips at the top. I honestly did cry. I was shedding a small tear while she blow dried my hair. And I still, of course, had to be like, "That's lovely. Thanks so much for that. Here's a 20-euro tip."
Oh my God.
So we are asking, what would you do in that situation? Would you have complained or would you have said nothing?
Yeah, I think I would have been like you. I just would have went home and had a little cry. I know what I'm like. I just can't cope in those situations. I'd like to think that now that I'm like, I've turned 30 last year, you know, you think I'd have a pair to be able to deal with these situations. But no, when it comes to that stuff, I just can't cope. So
yeah,
I'd still be sitting here. I wouldn't have even got it done yet. Aww. I'd still be sitting here with my money strips.
I honestly don't get it. Like, I think you can definitely say that you don't like something in a really, really friendly manner. Like, I'm always the one that has to do it. Like, say, for example, if we're out for dinner or something. I was out for dinner with like housemates before and it was like the worst service ever. Like, they forgot about us for like 2 hours. Like, it was so bad. And I had to be like, "Look, we had a really, really bad experience."
Yeah.
Just purely because of this. They were like, "So sorry, here's everything for free." Do you know what I mean? Like, they're so embarrassed.
In the group that they come to, like, your friends will come to be like, "You're the one who can handle
these situations."
Yeah,
but I'd never give out to anyone.
No, but I'm saying that's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I'd just be like, "Listen."
You're the spokesperson to be like, Dave will do it in a not me way.
You don't have to do it in a Karen way. And no, I don't think they'd take it in a Karen way. I think they would take it like, "Oh, do you know what? Absolutely understand. Let's do it this way instead. Come here, come on back."
I do get that because I worked in hospitality for years. And if ever there was anything wrong, I would want someone to say, because otherwise it's an expensive meal and you don't want someone to hate their experience.
Jack was on. "You poor chick, coming from manager of salons, 4 years and 17 years of hairdressing, she clearly listened to nothing you said. Hairdressers are a-holes and love doing what they want. I've always taught my staff, listen to the client in caps, not what you think will work."
Interesting.
There you go.
Listen to the client is a good advice as opposed to,
the client is always right.
But like, you can suggest, you can give suggestions, but maybe don't go ahead and do your own thing.
Exactly, exactly. Steph was on as well.
"I totally agree with you. I would have went, 'Oh my God, I love it. Thank you so much.' I went home and cried about it for days." I couldn't tell them I didn't like something.
I know, girl. Yeah, what are we like? Honestly.
It's bad.
Niamh was in touch as well.
"Oh my God, I never complain. I actually got butchered in a hairdresser's one time. I had like a short haircut and I went in and asked for a bleach tint and she didn't tone the hair properly. And it went pure yellow, but the ends of it were silver because it was like a grey silvery tone on it before. And the girl tried to cut the like silver out.
No.
Instead of just toning the roots properly, she tried to cut the silver out.
Oh, no.
And she just absolutely butchered me. And I was flying to Tenerife 2 days later and my husband was literally calling me Neil for the whole time we were there. The whole day was actually round. But when I was paying for it, I literally was just looking in the mirror and I just threw the money at her and a tenner tip and everything.
Oh,
and I just ran out the door.
Oh, God.
And I just never went back to that salon ever again.
I feel so bad for people like this. Oh,
this. Going to my holidays, my husband kept calling me Neil.
And this is the thing, you're often getting your hair done for a big event.
Yeah.
You're going on holidays or you have something important in work.
Megan is standing by. You're a hairdresser, Megan.
I am.
And does this happen often? Do people come back in? And especially after they've gone home and had time to think about it. What do you do?
Never
in this
happens
situation?
To Megan. No. She's excellent.
Obviously, so Megan,
happen in salon environments, but if you're not clear on consultation and go into depth with consultation, like if I didn't know what a client wants, I wouldn't go ahead with it, you know? So. Mm. Like, you need an in-depth consultation, and it doesn't sound like she gave you that. Maybe, like, I'm not going to bash any other hairdresser, but maybe she didn't know how to do it, or maybe she wasn't comfortable doing it. But, like, if I wasn't comfortable doing something, I just wouldn't go ahead and do it. You know, I would, like, recommend you to someone else or say like, "Oh, you're better off going to this girl over here. She knows how to do that best," you know.
So, Megan, tell me this, like when a client does come in and says, "Listen, you know, I wasn't really happy with how it went. I was wondering if you could maybe do it again and do it this way." Are you awkward or do you hate them? Are you like, what's the vibe?
With my clients, I would always say, like, if you're not happy, I would rather you come back to me and let me fix it rather you go to someone else and complain about it to someone else. And, you know, so I would definitely go back and give her the benefit of the doubt, maybe, or even just go back to the salon at least.
Yeah, it's a tough gig, isn't it? Because you're trying to protect your own reputation as well and not have someone going off having a bitch about you.
Yeah, and I would never,
but it's also a lot of money to spend as well for something that you're not happy with. You know, like you're not going to buy a jacket in Zara and wear it even though you're not happy with it, you know.
So true. So, I feel like it's, yes, because sometimes it can just be crossed wires. I was like, oh, maybe I wasn't clear about it, or, you know, because even when I went back to my hairdresser, she was like, the work was well done, but she was like, I just can't believe she did that when you asked for the literal opposite. So I don't know, maybe I wasn't clear.
So Megan, you'd complain anyway.
Yeah, like I would just express how you feel and that it's not what you asked for, and maybe go back with like inspo pics and just be like, this is actually what I was looking for.
I think the pictures are the
key. I'm obviously a little bit brighter now. Maybe could I get it toned down, or can I get a root shadow on it, or, you know, because I was actually trying to look after my hair and now I'm blonde again.
And they were all broken, like with the, you know, when it gets bleached and you've loads of little short baby cracked hairs at the end. Anyway, Megan, it was a nightmare.
They might give you a little treatment as well as complimentary treatment.
Oh, we love it. And they won't be pissed off at me. They won't hate me.
No, they won't.
Okay.
They won't. They won't.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, darling.
No problem. Bye.
Good luck, Megan. Bye. 1038.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Welcome to Friday. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hello.
Good morning. Guys, the new Pope has been announced, but I would argue there's a bit of Pope in all of us. Don't you feel that way?
Oh, yeah, every day.
When I get a snort, it's good going. Okay, your name, your Pope name, is Pope plus the last thing you ate plus the number of letters in your surname.
Oh, okay, so Pope.
I'll go first because I did mine over the break.
Go on.
I am Pope Fulfilbar the Seventh.
Oh, I like it.
I think it has a good ring to
it. Can you remind me of the last part of that? The numbers of what?
The numbers of your surname.
Oh, okay.
I am Pope Chicken Kiev the Seventh.
Oh, that's good.
I am Pope Flapjack the Fifth.
Oh, that's much better.
Alliteration. That's okay, she wins.
Yeah, you definitely win.
The Fifth has arrived.
Pope the Flapjack the Fifth is brilliant. you just see, do you know the restaurant Popeyes?
Yeah,
they, because obviously it's P-O-P-E-Y-E-S. Yeah. So they've just tweeted yesterday, like, Pope, yes, instead of Popeyes, which is Popeyes.
That's very smart. Listen, it's Friday. It's a sunny weekend ahead. I think Sunday and Monday, not great, but back to sunny weather next weekend, or next week, should I say, and today and tomorrow are class. So look, one more tune. Let's launch the weekend in style. This week, I'm going for this.
That.
So basically, Mark McCabe has gone and released a special version of Maniac 2000 to celebrate 25 years. So I'm getting to play it on spin because it was only released the other day.
Oh, she's delighted.
I'm chuffed. If you want to hear Maniac 2000 on spin, it's Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-1038. Oogie, oogie, oogie.
Oi, oi, oi. Or do you want the last song of the show to be something a little bit more with the theme of this week? Welcome the Pope. We welcome Holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. There's a way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy. Welcome Pope Leo, and welcome that as the last song of the show to kick off your weekend. If you want it, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Very nice. Or are you depressed like me? Do you have no tears left to cry? So we turn it up. Song of the summer, some might say. No tears left to cry, Ariana Grande. Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Mark McCabe, Maniac 2000, the re-release version at Celebrate 25 Years. Do you want to hear Maniac 2000 on the radio? That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
Justin Bieber and Holy, it's Dave in a WhatsApp, please.
and Ariana Grande. No tears left to cry. Fiona on WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
Don't presume someone else is going to get your vote in for you. Dave, Emma, Dave or Fiona in a WhatsApp now, please vote for your one more tune.
Huge news yesterday in Irish radio news. Joe Duffy is stepping down as the presenter of Liveline.
My first thought was, don't do that when we've such big news about the Pope. He deserves his own moment when there's nothing else big going on.
Yeah,
I thought got a bit lost yesterday.
I wonder why he did that.
Massive news.
To be honest, that probably sounds more like Joe. He'd probably want to do it while there's other news going on and just not have the attention.
He wouldn't want to make a fuss.
There's no drama there. He's just retiring, is he?
He's just retiring. Yeah,
what a legend.
He's a great guy. But I thought, I felt sorry for Fiona. The reason being that you just joined this show. Do you know what I mean? So you can't go for that job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I mean, after that hairdresser chat, I think I would have been in with it.
Excellent at it. And then I was thinking, what if we all went, like Emma, Dave and Fiona went for the job, but separately, what if we were to decide to audition for Joe Duffy's Live Line on RTE Radio 1? It happens every single day.
The dream job.
Dream job, but you just have to, and the thing is, it's not really my dream job. He's incredibly intelligent and I just couldn't do the stuff that he does because he knows so many facts. He knows so many things about things. But I do like the way he is about complaints and random things that are going on in the country. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, I would like to audition myself for Liveline and then I would like you to do it after as
all
well.
Right, okay.
So here we go. Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Coming up on today's show, have you seen Micheál Martin's new red socks? Are they appropriate for the Taoiseach to be wearing on a Friday in May? 51551, wash your socks. Dublin Zoo has got the new baby elephant. We talked to the head of animal care, who was very confused. He says he has no idea where the baby elephant has come from. It's just showed up. 51551, wash your animals. And of course, we chat about the new American Pope. Is he a fan of the pedestrianisation of Drury Street, or should we continue sitting on the path? We find out what he thinks. 51551, wash your corpse.
Oh my god, some flapjack just went down my throat.
And welcome to Liveline.
Brilliant. All right,
is there any point? Okay, very good. Hello, and you're very welcome back to. Oh, okay, yeah. You do your bit. I microdosed it. You're very welcome back to Liveline. And coming up on the show, I've been hearing from the people of Ireland for 25 years about how things are a disgrace. Now, we're going to hear from caller Grace, who's going to give me all her best disses. Things like, that's a terrible tie and cardigan combo, Joe. They're all talking about you around Clontarf, Joe, saying you don't pick up after your dog and your front garden's had a rogue trolley sitting in it for 6 months now, Joe. It's all to come this afternoon on Liveline.
Lovely. Okay. This is my big moment.
Your big moment. Here we go.
My big moment. Hello and you're very welcome to Liveline. Coming up on the show today are toasters that print selfies on bread crumbling society. Kerry woman who mistook nail glue for eye drops joins us in studio. And the government suggesting house-sized sandcastles this summer to temporarily solve the housing crisis. That and more this afternoon on Liveline. 51551.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. I actually think any of us will be in with a shot there, to be quite honest.
Yeah, honestly, they sound like three fantastic shows.
Who's going to get that gig? Then that's my Pope watch.
Yes, honestly.
I'm watching that like a hawk.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, yeah. Friday morning, we're joined by Mimi Webb.
Ooh, good morning, Mimi.
Morning, guys. How are we doing?
Good, good. We'll talk about the brand new single with Meghan Trainor in just a sec. But for now, since we last spoke, you've been pretty busy supporting the Jonas Brothers all across Europe. And with Benson Boone, how did that go?
Ooh.
Oh, amazing. Honestly, Benson's so talented. All of his crew. It's really interesting because all of his crew are all his friends. So it was just really nice to hang out with everyone. We're all very close in age and it was just, yeah, it was so much fun. My mum came with me. So that was really nice. And it was just amazing. The fans were incredible. Just getting to go to so many different places around America was just a dream come true, especially as a Brit girl. It was just crazy.
Have you done something like that before in America?
Yeah, I have. Okay. I did the Tate McRae tour years ago, which is crazy. I was 21 when we did that. So, yeah, it's crazy crazy to look back on all of it. And yeah, like it was really nice to go back again with Benson and also just have people there who had seen me at the Tate shows. It was really, really cool.
And Camille, did you get any tips on doing a good backflip off a piano from Benson?
I did try a few times. Honestly, I don't know how he does it. It scares me. I would honestly, like, there was one night where he like jumped from like the top of the balcony down onto the stage and I was there just like
hiding behind your hands. Yeah
honestly, I did try a few times.
Do you know, obviously he's so confident with it, but do his crew like not like hate it, because he could just so easily hurt himself?
Honestly, I just feel like everyone was just like, it's part of the show. This is part of the show.
You're like his mom, like, Benson, stop flipping.
Benson, get down off that piano.
Exactly. I was literally like a mum vibe. I was like, guys, is this really good? But it was just, yeah, it was really fun. And they're all such a lovely group of friends. So it was just, I think all the support was
very
just amazing.
Cool. Right, well, so that was Benson Boone. And you also now have a brand new tune out with Meghan Trainor. It is called Mind Reader. How did this come about? Who contacted who, what, how? Guys, I just think this is incredible.
Yeah, honestly, it was just crazy to me. Literally just basically went in the studio, we're on the same label, so they were like, oh, Meghan would love to work with you, Mimi.
Stop.
I was like,
that's so exciting.
I would love that. We were just kind of just writing for my project, and then we just were singing the song, like obviously just in the room, the melodies, and I was like, oh, our voices sound like really cool together. I was like, oh my god, do you think? And I was thinking about the whole session. We were in there for like a few hours. I was like, do I ask? Like, no, this is, what if she says no? Like, I was so anxious. And then at the end, I just was like, do you think you'd be down to release the song? Like, would you be down to jump on it with
go
me? Because she loved it as well.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god. And then she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh my god, it just naturally happened so nicely and organically.
You spent a lot of time at her house then when you were recording that, did you, Mimi?
I did, yeah, I did. Her children are lovely. They love the song. Her husband, just such a lovely environment to work in. So it was just, it really nice. It felt like we were just at home, really. Just
her kid is like the cutest thing in the world.
So cute, honestly, so, so sweet. And I've never done a collaboration before, so I think it was just so cool doing it at her house, yeah, meeting all her family, doing it with her. It was just so cool.
Now if you do any collabs again, it's always going to have to be at the person's house. You'll be like, I'll be over to yours in 10, is that okay?
Yeah, I'll be like, send the address, where are we going?
We'll get a pizza. So okay, that new song with Meghan Trainor is called Mind Reader. Mimi, tell me, what am I thinking right now?
Oh, what are you thinking?
Thank you for trying to honestly answer.
I
do miss you. That's exactly what I'm thinking. I do want to play a little game of Guess Who. I am thinking of a celebrity, a person in the public eye like yourself. If you want to make guesses, like is it a man or a woman?
20 questions.
Where are they from? And see if we can narrow it down, see if you can get on my wavelength. See if you can read my mind.
Okay, so you have someone in mind right now. Yeah.
All right, go on, Mimi. Start asking questions.
Is this a female or a male?
It's a female.
Only yes or no questions, Mimi. Have you ever played 20 questions before?
Sorry. I'm like, tell me. Okay, are they American?
No.
Are they Irish?
Oh, I wish I'd done that, but no. It's the other one. The other nationality.
What are we on? Question four.
UK?
Yes. They are from the UK. She is from the UK.
Do I know her?
I don't know if you know her personally, but you have mentioned her.
Is it Dua Lipa?
No.
No. Oh.
That was good guessing, because I do sort of talk about her a lot, so I'm obsessed with that.
Okay.
Is she in music?
She is in music.
Has she got brown hair?
Sometimes.
You've mentioned her
as a source of inspo.
Oh. Oh no, this is so bad. Adele!
Yay! Yes! So it is, there we go. Mimi cannot read your mind.
I'm so bad at that.
No, you did get there eventually. Yeah. So, you know, you were just playing it cool.
Listen, the new single is out, Meghan Trainor. When can we see you in Ireland next, Mimi? What's the plan for the summer? Anything coming up?
Very soon, yeah. I'm going to definitely be coming to all of the incredible places I love to get on stage. And yeah, I'll definitely be there very, very soon. Expect me sooner than later.
Fiona's family, I think, are quite close to where your family are from in West Cork, you know.
Oh yeah, whereabouts is it?
In Khmer.
Khmer. Oh yeah, yeah, so Kerry, so yeah, yeah, we're only like 40 minutes away from there. So
oh,
we go to the Park Hotel on New Year's Eve for a little lunch. And every year we're like, one day we'll stay here. Oh, it's so stunning. Have you ever been in there?
Yeah, I've been there before, like, as a kid.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, yeah, I haven't managed to go. Yeah. I was trying to go, like, after my Cork show. I wanted to go there afterwards because, obviously, it's not too far. But, yeah, I need to go back ASAP.
It's so stunning. I'll see you there. New Year's. You and me.
Yeah, I love that.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Good luck, Mimi.
Bye, Mimi. Have a great day.
Get ready, get ready, get ready. Spin 103
Golden Jade. Hey, yeah. Here we go. Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company, want to sort you out with 7 nights and your flights. Pierre and Vacancies Village, Fuerteventura.
Is today the day? Let's find out. Saoirse is on. When's the last time you got on holiday, Saoirse?
Last August.
Oh, okay. Nice. And have you been working on your base tan now in the last few sunny days in beautiful Dublin?
Well, I've been trying, but you know, when you're in the office, you're looking out the window and kind of a bit envious then.
Throw one arm out the window. Yeah. One arm at a time and then swap the direction of your computer would be my advice.
Yeah.
All right, Saoirse. Let's see if we can get you off to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Saoirse?
Yes, I have.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
Yes. Do you know how many songs an artist is going to play?
5.
That's it, exactly. 25 seconds on the clock. 5 songs an artist is going to play. You guess them all, you win that ticket to go to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, Saoirse, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Saoirse?
Okie dokie, ready to go.
Best luck, girl.
Okie dokie. Where are you from, Saoirse?
I'm from Dublin.
What part?
Santry.
Saoirse from Santry. I love a bit of alliteration. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock, Saoirse, and song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
All right, that was APT from Bruno Mars and Rosé, but no sweat. Let's just start that all over again.
Yeah, it's like a brand new game.
Yeah, it never happened. You've reset the clock to 25 seconds. So quick as you can, just shout out anyone.
Well, here we go.
Ideally the artist. But, you know.
Here we go. A brand new game, Saoirse. 25 seconds on the clock and a brand new song. One plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. This ain't
Texas. Texas Hold'em Beyonce.
Stop the clock.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
4 seconds you got that on, Saoirse. So if you keep you keep going that way, you're playing a blinder. So 21 seconds left.
Let's go for song two, Saoirse. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I'm so mature,
collected. Sabrina Carpenter.
Just start shouting out song titles.
What is she at the moment? She's up to a lot.
She hasn't got time to bless herself.
Busy woman.
Yeah, stop the clock.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant. Okay, cool.
Amazing. 7 seconds left on the clock. 3 songs left. Do you know what?
It's doable.
It is. It is. Stranger things have happened.
Let's see if we can do it, Saoirse. Song 3 plays in 3, 2, 1, start clock.
Who's that?
Jazzy.
It's not Jazzy, but a Jazzy David Guetta collaboration would be amazing.
It would
that
be
was
fantastic.
David Guetta and Sia and Beautiful People. Damn it!
Well, Saoirse, a fantastic player. We really enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Yes,
you
I
had
did.
Fun. That's all that matters. Enjoy that base tan.
Hope the office is good to you today.
Good luck, Saoirse.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Someday, I believe.
Definitely.
We will give this holiday away. Mm-hmm.
Someday. I was like,
we're in on Sunday?
We are in on Sunday. Yeah.
Okay, listen, if you'd like to play on Monday, it's 087-711-1038. Throw us over the word golden in a WhatsApp and you could be on. 9:45 on a Friday means one thing and one thing only. Producer Callum.
Here I am. I'm still here. What a short week it's been. Lord announced a gig at the RDS in November.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. The weather's been stunning and I'm taking Monday off. Just thought you'd like to know.
Oh, fair enough.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of this week. And we start off with Emma Nolan, who's been having some pipe problems this week.
The hard pipe? The floppy
chew.
The head.
Not the floppy tube.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, not the floppy tube.
Now I know that this.
The floppy tube has the hard end.
Very hard to get in there.
A lesser breakfast show would have milched that for the entire show.
True. Yes. It was an issue with
a
vacuum.
And a better breakfast show wouldn't have done it at all.
An issue with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
That wasn't your own. And you ended up flushing it with water.
I did. I got a poo bag that was clean, stuck in it, and it belonged to my neighbour, and it was a very stressful few hours, and a hose down through it, loads of water, solved the problem.
That's... You hose down your neighbour's pipe. Okay.
I did, Fiona.
I hate this.
We were talking about famous people who supported football clubs this week, and we found out that Prince William supported Aston Villa, which is where in the UK, Dave?
What he is in actual fact a massive fan of Aston Villa.
That's the one.
The other London.
Wasn't he like in a pub?
Oh, Aston Villa's Birmingham.
Aston Villa is not London.
Yeah, it's not. I just realised that. Is it Birmingham? It's close Birmingham, to Birmingham.
Yes.
You never picked me up on that.
No, because I was waiting for the worst bit. The other London team. I got some messages about that. He was like, did Dave really say Aston Villa was London?
Yeah, it's Birmingham. Sorry. Right. My bad.
Another girly quiz yesterday in another moment where Fiona messed up asking the questions.
Hey, hey. If I was giving myself a French tuck, what would I be doing? A. Oh, sorry.
Once again. Now I know there's two options.
Do you know what? She came and she started the show and she said, do you know the one thing I'm going to take down? I'm going to take down that girly quiz.
She came, she saw, she confused.
The worst thing as well is like,
I
print the questions for Fiona to read out and try to make it less confusing for her this week.
Oh, is it never, A or B?
Never underestimate no. how confused I can be.
And finally, poor, poor, poor Fiona, who is happy to see the back of FlyFit Wellfest this week.
That's this weekend, in case you didn't know, with FlyFit. FlyFit, Wellfist, Wellfist.
FlyFit and Wellfist. Nice. Nice.
Needless to say, I will not be at the festival.
Let's just do that again.
That's this weekend, in case you didn't know, with FlyFit. FlyFit, Wellfist,
Wellfist. FlyFit and Wellfist. Nice. Nice.
And I thought I was deadly with that. That's this weekend, in case you didn't know.
Oh. I have been producer Callum, and they have been your worst bits of this week.
Very good.
Isn't it your very last chance to vote? What song is going to close the show literally in moments' time? Emma, Dave or Fiona in a WhatsApp? I'm back in this. 25 years, the re-release of Maniac 2000, only released the other day for Mark McCabe. Come on! Oogie, oogie, oogie on a sunny Friday. That is Emma in a WhatsApp, please. 087-711-1038.
I've gone for this. Hope is here. His name is Leo, but the song is called Holy. It's by Justin Bieber. If you'd like it, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And
she has not broken up with Ethan Slater. They're very much together. It's Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Come on, let's do this. Now, girls and gays, if you haven't checked out Khaki Kid on Instagram, he is very much in love and in a relationship and all the rest. But God almighty, he's a beautiful looking man.
Dave, you were the one leading the hot shot yesterday. We all love a bit of Khaki Kid.
Yeah, I was doing an impression of me.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Oh my God, he's so hot. Oh my God. He's gorgeous. He's from Dublin. And tomorrow morning, Michaela Hayes and Jack Keating will be here at the Mac and Jack show from 10 a.m. And Khaki Kid will be joining them in this studio tomorrow morning.
Khaki Kid and Jack Keating in a room together at the same time.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
A talented musician.
Yes, he is.
Is what I think.
Thanks.
First and foremost.
Thank you. Yeah,
that doesn't matter.
Forced and firmest.
That doesn't matter. He's hot. Oh my God.
What a great week it's been, and the weather has just been class as well. Enjoy every second of the weekend. And I think the weather is a bit crap Sunday, Monday, but then by next Friday we're back up to like 19 degrees and sun. So yeah, this is class. Let's hand over to producer Callum for now though to get those results of One More Chill.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Fiona went for No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande.
That was a
Dave
terrible choice,
went
Fiona.
For Justin Bieber and Holy, and Emma went for the Crime Against Music that is Maniac 2000. I can say that as an Englishman.
Never give him an Irish passport.
No, unfortunately. I can reveal, Fiona, you came dead last with 8% of the vote.
Yeah,
abysmal.
Right. Okay,
Dave, you came second with 12% of the vote. So,
blasphemy.
With 80% of the vote, and the people of Dublin have spoken, I hand it over to Emma Nolan.
Lads, he's back!
Yeah, yeah, okay. Funky, yeah.
Re-releasing Maniac 2000, it's playing on spin, we love it. Turn it up, get your sun cream on, enjoy your weekend. See ya!
Good luck.
Bye. All you guys, baby.